E. Denying America's Great Traditions. A group of politically engaged students on the campus of Texas Tech University conducted a survey on campus in 2014 asking three questions: who won the Civil War? Who is our vice president? And who did we gain our independence from? Many students had no idea what the answers were, though they should be common knowledge. While ignorant of these basic facts about their country's politics and history, students were well acquainted with the details of movie stars and their love affairs. In 2008, the Intercollegiate Studies Institute, ISI, did a random survey of 2,508 Americans and found that only half could name all three branches of government. Answering 33 straightforward civics questions, 71% of the respondents received an average score of 49%, a failing mark. Learning American history is not just the process of understanding how the nation was established, but it is also a process of understanding what kind of values the nation was built on and what it takes to preserve these traditions. Only then will its people cherish what they have today, protect the national legacy, and pass it to the next generation. Forgetting history is the same as destroying tradition. People not knowing their civic duties makes it possible for a totalitarian government to form. One can't help but wonder, what happened to American history and civics education? The answers lie in the textbooks the students use and in their teachers. The Marxist Howard Zinn is the author of a popular history book titled A People's History of the United States. This book revolves around the premise that all the heroic deeds and inspiring episodes from American history are shameless lies, and that the true history of the United States is a dark journey of suppression, deprivation, and genocide. An economics professor at a university in Boston believes that the terrorists who are enemies of the United States are the real freedom fighters, and that the United States is the genuine evil. In an article published in 2004, he equated the terrorists who carried out the 9/11 attacks with the American rebels who, in 1775, fired the first shots in Lexington and started the war for independence.